This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand. The war in Iraq may now be helping John McCain in his quest for the presidency. A year ago, though, it wasn't looking so good. The war in Iraq was unpopular, and it looked as if it was a conflict without end. Last night, McCain's running mate, Sarah Palin, suggested that victory there is now a possibility. McCain will be addressing that issue tonight in his acceptance speech. We go to Day-to-Day Steve Proffitt, who's at the Republican National Convention. And Steve, John McCain, he's known as a maverick, but the war, well, it's also defined him and his stances on it. Remind us, what is his position?
Well, Madeline, if you remember, he was quite a champion of the surge, and he's been pretty steadfast in insisting that we should conclude our involvement there in Iraq in a way that allows us to bring our troops home with honor.
So you were out yesterday on the floor of the convention hall, and you talked to delegates, and what did you ask them?
I asked them what they thought victory or maybe success in Iraq means, and here's what I heard.
My name is Yantis Green. I'm from San Angelo, Texas. Victory and, well, success in Iraq is a stable democracy there, and our ability to protect the strategic location of Iraq in the Persian Gulf and next to Iran. And that's going to mean, the reality is, we're going to have a presence there, military bases, not to help protect them, but to protect our interest in the region. It's just a reality. It's a global reality.
John Leopold. I'm the county executive of Anne Arundel County, Maryland. We've spent billions of dollars in that country. Frankly, billions of dollars that could also have been spent in our own country for public education and health care and environmental protection. So part of victory would be to redirect those precious revenues to improving the quality of life of people in America.
Ann Korologos, Washington, D.C. I'm chairman of the RAND Corporation, Board of Trustees. Victory of the war in Iraq, I will say, is going to be a free Iraq with its own government, as we have now, and peace. Not easy to come by in a few short years, but certainly reachable, as has happened in other countries over time. So a unified Iraq, economically viable, and most importantly, if they have a judiciary and a government that is for the freedom of the people and the opportunities for the people, and I think that's close.
So those are delegates from the Republican National Convention talking about what they think victory might be in the war in Iraq. Tonight, Governor Tim Pawlenty, Senator Sam Brownback, and Cindy McCain will speak, and that all leads up to the big acceptance speech from the nominee, John McCain.
Okay, Day-to-Day Steve Proffitt at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome, Madeline.